This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this Sunday Alex Jones Show. Special guest host today, Robert Barnes. Well, Owen Schroyer was down at the border and met some very interesting personalities and people, including someone who had a famous photogenic moment at the border some years ago. Let's take a look at when Owen Schroyer met AOC at the border.
Hello, I am Alexandria Owen Cortez, and I'm down here at Biden's cage facilities. Kids in cages. Look at them. Look at all these kids in the cages. Nobody else cares except Alexandria Owen Cortez. Why? Why, Joe Biden? Why, Kamala Harris? Why do you do this to the kids? The poor kids. Why? The kids are being raped. You saw the girls, 12 years old. They're coming in. They're pregnant, Joe. They're pregnant, Kamala. What do you think happened to them? They got raped by your illegal immigrants. They got raped by the people you told to surge the border. Raped 12-year-old girls, dozens of them, raped on the journey that you told them to go on, Joe. You did. Why do you do this, Joe? Why do you do this, Kamala? Why do you hate kids? Why do you hate the youth and the innocent, Joe? Where do they go, Joe? Why are you doing this, Joe? Americans are suffering, Joe. And you just don't even care. You're stacking the kids in cages like sardines. Like sardines, they're sleeping on top of one another. They're being put in hotels with strange men, and you don't even do DNA testing. Why, Joe? Why, Joe? I've seen your cages, Joe. I've seen the cages that you put the kids in, Joe, while you're child trafficking, Joe. I saw it all, and Kamala's covering it up, Joe. Why? I've seen your cages, Joe. There's dozens of your cages, Joe. It's the kids, Joe. And they're all being raped and molested, and then they're reenacting the rape and molest in the cages that you put them in, Joe. You put them in, Kamala. Why? Why? What?
No, I'm just shooting a video. Don't worry about it, man. No, we're all good.
Why, Joe? Why? Nobody cares about the kids except me, Alexandria Owen Cortez. Nobody is down here wailing against the system. I'm wailing against the system. Only me. Nobody else cares about the kids. How many kids will be sex trafficked by Joe Biden's pedophile agenda? No. Why is it only me, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? The kids. Oh, the kids.
The media gaslighting that is occurring in the Chauvin trial is not limited or constricted to it, nor is it limited or constricted to the issues surrounding immigration either. The other aspect in which it is occurring on a major scale, which we'll get into after we come back from the break, is potentially World War III. There has been a wild, contradictory set of messages sent because of an internal battle within the deep state due to Sleepy Joe not being any kind of governing president at all with any kind of clear directive set of policies beyond ones of triggering war. In this particular context, it is in Russia, though it is only the latest hotspot to be a potential place to trigger war. There have been controversial positions taken by the Biden administration in Venezuela, in Bolivia, in Ethiopia, in Iran, throughout the Middle East, and in China and Taiwan. But the one that has been drawn the most attention, justifiably so, is the effort to escalate the conflict in Ukraine. When you one day the Biden administration wants Putin and Russia to bail them out of the concerns involving Iran or China or North Korea. And in the next minute, they want to escalate conflict. Why is that? Well, it might be because of the people who are behind the Biden administration, the internal deep state fight that is occurring that can only occur because Sleepy Joe usually has to wait for nap time before he can come out to play. Indeed, it was so bad this past week, he wasn't even there for the Japanese prime minister when he arrived at the White House. He was apparently asleep again. So he is constantly asleep in such a way that may endanger not only our future freedom, but that might bring us closer to the doomsday clock than we've been since 1961. When we come back, more on war with Russia.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to Sunday's Alex Jones Show with special guest host today, myself, Robert Barnes. The next aspect we're going to get into is while they're doing deep damage to our criminal justice system, with not only what's happening in the Chauvin trial, but also what's happening in Capitol Hill cases, we had Ashley Babbitt, who was killed right on the spot. Someone who was killed without warning, killed without notice, summary execution style, for what appeared to be mere trespass and damage to state property. There was no evidence she was threatening anyone's life at the time. She was trying to go through a door. And while that was wrongful conduct, criminal conduct, it was nowhere near as dangerous as what Dwayne White had done. It was not as felonious as what George Floyd was in the process of doing. It was not the pattern of criminal behavior that Ahmaud Arbery was involved in. And yet in each of those cases, there was a media outrage demanding the maximum criminal prosecution. Here we have an officer still whose identity has been hidden from the public, summarily executing a person for a very minor offense without notice or warning, and with now without consequence. Because that's the nature of our criminal justice process under this president and Joe Biden. And it is a problem that has been gurgling up and burgeoning for some time, but it is reaching new and perilous heights, as we are witnessing in both the Ashley Babbitt case as contrasted to the Dwayne Wright, the Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd cases. In the same context, we're having the drumbeats of war from the deep state start to come back and continue to get louder and louder after President Trump has exited from office and been replaced by Sleepy Joe. In this context, there are a couple of people who have done some really good analysis on what the backstory and what the background is. Why do the neoliberal deep state elites hate Russia so much, so irrationally, so unjustifiably? So without sound foreign policy reasoning, no matter your perspective on Russia in general. Well, here's a good episode or a good part of an episode from a show that you can find on YouTube and Rumble and other places called The Gaggle, hosted by Peter Lavelle and George Samueli, two longstanding international foreign policy observers who have a deeper and broader understanding than the institutional media does, particularly when it relates to matters of Central and Eastern Europe. Let's take a look at video clip number one, about how Russia's conservative moral and social values and opposition to wokeism is a key reason why Biden administration hacks want to undermine it and sabotage it, even if it has the risk of causing and triggering World War III.
They abhor Russia because people here are nominally religious. The family is the center of all social interaction. Russians are fervently patriotic. And they, because of the last 30 years, they've traveled the world. They've seen what the world can offer, the good and the bad. And I'm very happy about that, because then they come back and say, well, why can't we have good service in restaurants? Now they do. Why can't we have quality beef? Because when I first moved here, it was like leather shoes, okay? And now they have steakhouses all over the place. The world's taught them that. Take the best practices. But your postmodernist ideology? No, thanks. No, thanks. We see enough of it on your Netflix, which is translated into the Russian language. Nope. It's fun to watch from afar. We don't want that. We don't want your ideology.
Okay? And that's why when they talk about, that's why when they talk about Russia's malign influence and Russia's malevolent influence, yeah, because there are other countries that, you know, they may not like Russia's geopolitics, but they kind of like its cultural outlook. The most explicit practitioner of that is obviously Viktor Orban of Hungary. But there are other countries. I mean, Poland kind of goes along with the social and cultural moral values of Russia, even though they have this obsession about geopolitics. But the same goes for, you know, the Czechs, the Slovaks, you know, basically they kind of like those conservative values.
It's like up to 30-35% of French people feel that way.
Exactly. That's right. And it's
one of the interesting things is that during the FIFA, the World Cup, the U.S. team didn't do well enough to qualify to come to Moscow. And I truly regret that because I don't know anything about football soccer. I'm not interested in it. But I really had wished thousands of Americans could have come to Moscow because I would go to the main streets during the weeks of the matches. And I would ask people, and particularly Brits and Germans, you know, and I'll tell you, George, almost without exception, I say, well, what do you think, as opposed to what your expectations were? And almost to the person, they lied to us. It's kind of nice here. People are nice. All the menus are in English. All the signs are in English. And the girls are really pretty.
that's right. No, I think it's very interesting as to what will happen if there's a chance of this. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good chance, but there's a chance that Macron is replaced by Marine Le Pen, and Merkel, who is definitely going to be replaced by a German leader who is not at all hostile to Russia. We kind of wonder what kind of a cultural influence then Russia made over Europe. We don't know. I mean, there's a long time to go before then, but you know, you can see why people just Russia's malign influence.
No, but see, there's something that is never said, and you won't be allowed to say it, is that Russia has a cultural attraction, and they fear it. They fear it. Okay, because you can live a different way. I mean, there is no political correctness here at all. Okay, and the society isn't falling apart.
Precisely. Russia provides a counterexample to what the neoliberal George Soros-inspired West of intellectual left would like the world to be. As Ann Coulter used to joke, one of the reasons why they hate Russia so much is they're still mad that Russia rejected communism and statism. But it goes beyond that. Basically, Putin is Russia's version of Trump, someone who believes in national boundaries, someone who believes in national sovereignty. Someone who tries to avoid war and conflict where possible. Someone who doesn't see the entire world as a empire to play games with. Someone who values, who's one of the great defenders of the Christian faith in the modern world. Someone who's not going to be having men play in women's sports. Someone who's not going to engage in racialized politics for its own sake and its own purpose to divide his own country. Someone who has gone to great lengths to avoid that by relying upon national identity. It's someone who pushes back on the neoliberal order and provides a critical example to it, someone who's pushed back against the state centralized bankers as well. And it is that combination of activities that makes him such a threat to the George Soros vision of the world, which so many of the administrative apparatchiks of the Biden administration are so eager to enforce on the world. And that is why they want to undermine Russia, sabotage Russia, cause unnecessary conflict with Russia, even if it entails a potential war throughout Europe. Even if it entails a potential triggers a world war. I mean, just weeks ago, Joe Biden was going to send U.S. ships into the Black Sea to be right next to Russian ships in the middle of a conflict zone with Ukraine. Imagine how that could go wrong. Just go back and study your history of World War I and you can know how easily that could get out of hand. And this perspective is coming from both the left and the right, from those people who oppose unnecessary wars. It was the whole real reason for Russiagate. Half of it was to discredit Trump and Trumpism, drag his entire administration and his key allies and aides into unjustifiable criminal investigations while covering up the illicit and illegal spying that took place against President Trump, both during the campaign and while he was president. But it was also to prevent Trump from aligning with Russia to create a cultural detente, political detente that could re-recommend conservative moral values, theories of nationalism, sovereignty, Christianity, core good ideals against the George Soros neoliberal order. And that is why they are so eager to be able to try to instigate another color revolution in Russia, which is what the Navalny matter is really about. He is not who the media would have you believe him to be. But it's also becoming incredibly precarious, because as we get closer and closer to a potential armed conflict, when this goes from just another Cold War into a potential hot war, then the safety and security of everybody around the world is at risk. When we come back, we'll take a look at some other clips from other experts as the world increasingly concludes that Sleepy Joe is asleep at the switch and someone else.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. Owen Troyer sitting in studio. Bob Barnes about to take back over. Really excited to host Sunday Night Live tonight. We're going to be taking your phone calls. I'm going to be answering your questions, any observations you've had at the crisis at the southern border. There's a couple new updates that I'll be breaking there as well, talking about everything I experienced. And again, phone lines will be open with any questions or concerns or observations that you've made. What an incredible journey it was. And I came in today after getting in, I guess, early this morning. Some of the rest of the crew arrived just a few hours ago, and guess what? We're all here working again. Some of the crew that was on the trip is in there working. I'm up here working, and the crew never gets a day off. But that's our commitment. So we just ask that you help support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do your shopping with us. Get all the great supplements there. You're already probably taking supplements. You probably already got a bunch of supplements in your pantry. Why not shop with the good guys by getting your supplements at InfoWarsStore.com? Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of my favorites. It's one of the crowd's favorites as well. Give it a try. Most people that try Vitamin Mineral Fusion never look back. Rocket Rest back in stock and 40% off. And we still have the t-shirt deal where all InfoWars apparel and t-shirts are $17.76 on all t-shirts, including there's some new ones up there that we don't even really promote much. We just make them, put them up on the website, and hope you enjoy them. $17.76. Again, everything we do here at InfoWars is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, your word of mouth, telling your friends and family about the transmissions. Now's the time. Populism is in. Telling the truth is in. The mainstream media is completely discredited. Politicians are completely discredited. InfoWars has never been more vindicated than ever. So now's the time to support. Now's the time to share. We go back to Bob Barnes breaking down how the Biden administration is causing a collapse of the third world and soon America that could result in World War III. Bob Barnes, take it away.
For folks that like it, I like to use the InfoWars Tumblr. And the reason is because I have it on for a wide range of media interviews because for those people who want to pay attention, they can get it. And it doesn't necessarily cause any flags amongst the censors. And it keeps drinks very cold and keeps them warm. So it's one of my daily things. And increasingly, we're going to need to be ready to survive in a world where so many people are have such itchy trigger fingers around the potential to trigger World War III. In this context, it has been particularly problematic that nobody in the world really knows who is actually governing the United States of America right now. That at times 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue appears to be absent. Appears to be empty, that it's either tea time or nap time or party time for Sleepy Joe. And a recent breakdown of this was done from the show The Duran, which often covers international news and foreign policy, particularly from a deep state skeptical anti-war perspective. Let's break down the problematic aspect of the administration's foreign policy.
Well, it looks like we're having some problems there with the connection of Bob Barnes. That's why I'm sitting here in studio in case we do have any of those problems. So we're going to get reconnected with him. Speaking of exactly that, what the Biden administration is up to right now, they're now having to admit, and I think this has a lot to do with our coverage, they're now having to admit that there is a crisis at the southern border because they gave no bid contracts to their friends for hundreds of millions of dollars. And, of course, we've been down there as the media is showing the crisis as it is. So now the Biden administration has finally had to come out and say that that's exactly what's going on. You also have the UN ambassador from Biden saying that the founding fathers are like the Chinese communists and how they treat the Uyghurs. So, wow, they're admitting about the Chinese communist treatment of the Muslims in the concentration camps. But comparing them to the founding fathers, whose founding documents of this nation are just proving to be total works of genius at this point, total foresight with that. Of course, the Biden administration doesn't like the Bill of Rights. Joe Biden even said that the Bill of Rights isn't permanent. There's nothing absolute about the amendments. Wow. Joe Biden, a president, saying that you don't have a Bill of Rights as an American citizen. That's kind of a red flag. That's kind of a big deal. That's kind of a panic time. And as Bob Barnes was just explaining, where is Joe? Seems to be AWOL. In fact, Devin Nunes is asking that exact question in an interview on television. He's saying, where is the president? We never see him. We dealt with Trump every day. Half the time with Biden, we don't even hear anything. We have questions. Nothing gets answered. What is he doing? And then they claim, oh, Biden went and had a round of golf. I don't believe that for one second. Joe Biden couldn't complete 9 holes of golf, let alone 18. And by the looks of the golf shoes that he was wearing, they haven't been worn in decades, okay? The spikes on Biden's golf shoes have not been used in decades, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Decades. He's literally using decades-old spikes. I don't know anybody that wears those spikes still. And I've never seen anybody with golf shoes so clean. I've never seen golf shoes so clean after a round. But apparently, if you're Biden, maybe for Biden, that golfing just means riding around in the cart. Maybe that's what golfing means. So Joe Biden isn't even the president, but he pretends to be. He rides along. He's on the course. He's in the White House. So Joe Biden probably didn't actually hit any golf balls. Joe Biden probably didn't actually swing a golf club, but he put on the golf shoes and he put on a polo and he rode around in the golf cart. And the media said, look, look at Joe. He can play golf. Look at him go out there. Way to go, Joe. Just like he's pretending to be the president. Yeah, there's the spikes. I'm telling you right now, I don't know anybody who still wears those spikes. I don't see them on the professional tour. I don't see them on the golf courses here in Texas. I don't see it when I go golfing with friends. I just don't see it. Oh, is that a nice photo shot there? A nice photo op for Joe? Wonder how many times he had to practice that lob shot. There's no way that he's actually playing golf on a steep ledge that deep. Give me a break. Show me the video of Biden driving a golf ball. If you've ever been to, like the driving range, you know, there's always the individual out there that you can tell just they're just not going to. Yeah, it's just not good show. It's not good for them trying to play golf. That's probably how I imagine it would be with Biden. We've seen Trump strike a golf ball. It's an ugly, horrific swing, but he can get it. He can get it up and down the course. So is that Joe riding along playing golf? We want to, Joe's on, as long as Biden is on the course, that counts as playing golf. As long as Biden is in the White House, that counts as being president. As long as the media says he won, he won. As long as the media says Joe Biden can ride a bike and Joe Biden can run with his dogs and Joe Biden can play a round of golf. Look at him, he can barely walk. He can basically... They're trying to tell you Biden played golf today. He can barely even walk, man. Now, what door do I go to? Oh, that's not my vehicle. Sorry, I don't even know what vehicle I'm in, and I'm huffing my own carbon dioxide, so I'm a little confused out here. Joe Biden playing golf. Who buys that?
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Sunday Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Robert Barnes. We're discussing the issues of ranging from Mad Max and the media campaign to gaslight us about our own criminal justice process to Sleepy Joe's willingness and readiness to start a new war and maybe even trigger World War III by the chaotic carelessness of his administration. Let's take a look at a clip from a show called The Duran, which, like The Gaggle that we referenced earlier, is often a useful and critical source for independent thinking and critical thinking about foreign policy. Let's take a look at video clip number two.
So there is no such thing, really, as a Biden-Harris administration. There are various factions fighting it out in Washington. There's a very powerful neocon faction. Who knows who they are? But, you know, we can guess they're probably in the CIA. They're probably in the State Department. Possibly Secretary Blinken is one of them. Certainly Victoria Nuland is. They want confrontation with Russia, just as they want confrontation with everyone, everywhere, to the greatest extent they possibly can. And then there are other people, more, shall we say, level-headed people, like perhaps the new National Security Advisor, Andrew Sullivan, perhaps the new CIA Director, William Burns, who was previously the U.S. Ambassador to Moscow. And they're saying, well, hold on, we can't really go all the way. I mean, if we really get into a confrontation with the Russians, it could turn very bad indeed for us. Ukraine certainly would be destroyed. We would be utterly and completely humiliated. The sanctions weapon is, to all effects, exhausted. And what we need to do is concentrate on China anyway instead. So you're having these two different forces pulling in different directions. Sometimes Sleepy Joe goes with one. Sometimes Sleepy Joe goes with the other. He telephones Putin and talks peace. He signs executive orders which talk Cold War. He sends the fleet to the Black Sea one day. He pulls it back the next. He tells Zelensky, you have my unwavering support. One day, he says through his Secretary of State, well, actually, you aren't going to get it after all. The next. So it is a complete mess. And what we have is a bureaucratic war in Washington, which is wrecking whatever is left of relationships, and which the Russians are deciding makes the United States, as they put it, agreement incapable.
Indeed. In other words, the United States is not considered reliable or even predictable in the current realm or in the current time. And that poses a risk to the rest of us. In the same context, it appears there's been another attempt at another quote-unquote color revolution, except it just failed abysmally, but that hasn't stopped the Biden administration from propagating it and trying to push it, as was detailed in an article in The Gray Zone about Mr. Navalny. For those who don't know, Mr. Navalny has deep state ties that go back more than a decade. He's been propagated and promoted in the same way you had people held up as potential leaders of Georgia or potential leaders of Ukraine or potential leaders of Egypt, of potential leaders of Iraq in prior time periods. And when you dig in, what you find is that these people are simply being pushed by deep state actors with bad faith intentions who do not have true support within their local population. Indeed, Navalny is about as popular in Russia as Lyndon LaRouche is in the United States. In fact, LaRouche is probably more popular. He has been repeatedly convicted of multiple fraudulent crimes, like his buddy and other political propagandist, Bill Browder. So the fact that you're seeing the West make a big deal about Navalny should be a red flag, because it is not a sign of a legitimate, authentic opposition within Russia. He's someone that is a convicted criminal for fraud, for real fraud. He's someone who's engaged in very dangerous and perilous political proclivities throughout his decade-plus history. He is not who the West has tried to make him out to be. In the same context, we see that the other method of foreign policy oppression taking place is through the Chinese model of lockdowns that got exported under the guise of a pandemic. And increasingly, it is becoming relevant. Increasingly, it is becoming evident that this lockdown from the COVID-19 was the product of potentially even a deliberate, but at least an accidental leak from a Chinese bioweapons factory that was in part funded and protected by Mr. Fauci himself. Let's take a look at video clip number 14.
Let me just say that there are several different kinds of evidence, all of which are, and I'm not arguing that this is conclusive, this is still a hypothesis, but I would argue that it is the preponderance of the evidence clearly now points to a lab leak. The evidence is of four different kinds. There is molecular evidence, that is to say the sequence of the genome of the virus suggests editing of a kind that we know was taking place at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There is phylogenetic evidence, that is to say the group, the sarbecoviruses to which SARS-CoV-2 belongs are known not to have furin cleavage sites, and yet this furin cleavage site shows up phylogenetically out of place in SARS-CoV-2. There is epidemiological evidence. We have a virus that did not show any evidence of evolution early on. It arrived in human beings perfectly adapted to spread at a high rate, whereas we would have expected a period of evolutionary adaptation that we cannot find. And then fourth, and maybe most important, there's a tremendous amount of circumstantial evidence surrounding the way the Wuhan Institute of Virology has dealt with the question of a possible lab leak. Mm-hmm. Initially, the laboratory in question acknowledged that a lab leak was possible. In fact, the leader of that lab, Zhi Zhengli, said she didn't sleep a wink for some time, thinking that maybe the virus had escaped from her lab. So we know that such a thing is plausible. We also have the case of them having renamed a sample in a way that contravenes scientific protocol. So RATG-13, which is the closest relative of SARS-CoV-2, turns out to have had a prior name in that laboratory, 4991. There's no reason to have renamed it. It effectively suggests the keeping of two sets of books. Mm-hmm. So in any case, all four types of evidence point towards a laboratory leak that is now being obscured.
Right.
So I fully admit I am wildly out of my depth on this topic, but I just want to offer, so one of the pieces of evidence that has been offered against the idea of a lab leak, this is from Science News, and it's based on a report that was published in Nature Medicine. They say that this virus has components that differ from those of previously known viruses, so they had to come from an unknown virus or viruses in nature, and this is a quote from the study. Genetic data irrefutably show that SARS-CoV-2 is not derived from any previously used virus backbone, meaning that, okay, if you're creating something in the lab, you're using an existing known virus and then you're modifying it. They're saying this is coming from nature because this isn't anything that we've ever dealt with before. What do you make of that piece?
Well, you know, at some level, we are now dealing with a kind of narrative theater surrounding this virus. That argument doesn't make any sense, and nobody who is in this community could imagine that it does, for the following reason. When we say that the virus may have been modified in the lab, we are not necessarily talking about edits where someone sits down to introduce a sequence. That is certainly possible. That is something that we do. But we are, in general, talking about a type of gain-of-function research that uses a process called serial passaging, in which we do things in the lab that
we'll be right back after the break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed, in fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Sunday Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Robert Barnes. As we discussed, we're seeing media gaslighting at an extraordinary scale. Just as we saw that the Derek Chauvin trial and the death of George Floyd, we are being repeatedly and routinely gaslit by the media and by politicians and prosecutors alike into believing something that's not reflective of what's happening inside that courtroom. We also saw how the way in which the drumbeats of war are being propagated by deep state actors who are using the chaotic presidential administration and the absent AWOL president of our derelict dementia candidate, Joe Biden, to help potentially trigger World War III and build a fake media narrative about what is happening and why. We also saw how Professor Brett Weinstein, a very left-leaning professor, you can research what happened to him at Evergreen College, but one of the top medical experts in the world detailed how we have been gaslit and lied to about the source of COVID-19 and the role of a bioweapons lab. That's what use of function is all about. If you are a InfoWars audience member for any substantial time period, then you know that it is something that Alex Jones has been talking about for more than a decade and had some of the top bioweapons experts in the world. That the great danger these people present is that it is a invisible weapon, in the words of President Trump, that can be far more damaging and devastating, not only in the sense of what it can do to people biologically, but as we've seen, what it can do to the body republic of our constitutional liberties, which have been stripped from us in record-setting ways over the last 12 months and so. In the same context, we can see a simple micro example of this in the media's collusion to try to propagate and promote the story of Hunter Biden. Indeed, Hunter Biden recently released a book which often looks just like laundered bribes. You see these people getting ridiculous sums of money to write a book, and then you see the book sell nowhere near the amount that it needs to sell for and to justify the millions of dollars that are being paid. They look like laundered bribes. In order for the media to propagate the mythology of Hunter Biden, they had to collude in propagating his new book and pitching his new book, and do so by having him interview in a controlled environment that would try to suppress his natural deceptive and dishonest manners. Well, a group of four human lie detectors, four of the best body language and statement analysts in the world, do analysis of this type every week on something called the Behavior Panel. They broke down the Hunter Biden interview, and you can see the whole about two-hour show available on YouTube and other locations at the Behavior Panel. But let's just take a look at their summation. Their summation, which these are not political people, they don't have a political bone in their bodies as it relates to this matter. They're just doing their human body language test. What's their conclusion about the credibility of Hunter Biden and the media gaslighting? Let's take a look at video clip number 16.
As far as we're talking about him being for a percentage, being deceptive, or being truthful. Greg, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a percentage. I'm going to say he avoids truth at many, many, many opportunities. He always goes the high ground. He Eddie Haskell's, kick back to Ken Osmond, he Eddie Haskell's every opportunity when there's somebody in authority, and then when there isn't, all that goes away. So I don't trust that he's being truthful. Guys, I'm going to say this, and we're going to put disclaimers in here, but this has nothing to do with Joe Biden. This is Hunter Biden. We're talking about Hunter Biden and what he does in this interview. So don't take it as politics. Take it as what we're looking at. I don't believe he is trustworthy because of there's so much deviation between what's normal and what he's doing. That's me. Chase, what do you got?
Yeah, again, this isn't politics. This is a human.
Yep.
And what we're looking at is a human, not a Republican or a Democrat. We do that with everything. And if we are biased, we'll be the first to tell you if we have some kind of vested interest in something. This was mostly dishonest, slightly deceptive, and hardly truthful. Mark?
Yeah. So I know, you know, some of you watching out there, you'll feel like you got a horse in this race because of the relationship with his father. Very important man. Absolutely. So, you know, in order to not offend, I will say I feel at some points that he is obfuscating somewhat. There you go.
Can you spell that?
I don't care if I offend, but I really don't. But I'll tell you, I am politically, you guys know me. I don't get, okay. But I think we're seeing more being untruthful than we are seeing being truthful in these things. When the questions get hard, that's every time, not every time, most of the time. He's being deceptive, it looks to me like. So I'm with Chase. I think if you wait it out, it's going to be deceptive is pretty heavy. And he goes a little bit light on the being truthful.
As they also break down in their video, what is extraordinary is the degree to which they still come to the conclusion that this guy, Hunter Biden, is extraordinarily dishonest, extraordinarily deceptive, extraordinarily deceitful, as they put it, rarely truthful. Despite, as they detail in their analysis, the media's attempts to cover for him, the extraordinary editing occurring that they can break down. In particular, Scott Rouse breaks down because he has an audio background, and he's able to hear it edit after edit after edit after edit. They couldn't even cover for the degree and the scale and the scope and the severity of Hunter Biden's just pathological prevarication. And not only that, throughout the interviews, the media is doing things like that, trying to, you know, shake their head. No, you're supposed to answer no now, Hunter. So answer no. And then when they want Hunter to answer yes, they're like, make sure you say yes, Hunter. This is a 51-year-old man. And yet they're having to treat him like a hopeless reprobate 3-year-old. That is the mentality and mindset. That's the degree to which the media will go to cover up the corruption that we have in the White House first family. That is the embarrassment that our country currently faces but it is compounded by the corruption of our criminal justice process. It is compounded by the self-destructive and implosive foreign policy we're engaging in, whether it's our lack of respect for the borders and encouraging a surge of illegal immigration and child trafficking, or it's trying to trigger a world war in Russia and Ukraine over political nonsense from George Soros-inspired ideologue. In that same context, however, there has been inadequate pushback from the institutional Republican Party. A friend and a long-standing public intellectual, Jeremy Carl, put up this video on Twitter, reminding everybody of what happens when voters try to bail out the Republican Party and how the Republican Party tends to reward those voters. Let's play the sheep video. There you go. See, working hard, going to save the Republican Party and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and all of, all right, got it back out. And here goes the Republican Party. What do they do? Yep, that's what they do. That's the Republican Party in a nutshell. And that's why we have the administration we currently have, because too few smart populist activists and advocates are part of the process. We're still relying on the Kevin McCarthys and the Mitch McConnells of the world. But what is key is the efforts of ordinary people like you to continue to fight back smartly and intelligently. And you do so by helping to support independent media broadcasts like InfoWars. That's why I recommend and I use InfoWarsStore.com. See, I got the bone broth behind me, but I also got Brain Force. It's good for the brain. Also, I have Ultra 12 and every day Winter Sun. In fact, that's how I start every day. Start with a fresh orange juice, freshly made oranges, way to go. Combine it. I take two Brain Force pills, and then I put the Winter Sun and the Ultra 12 and turmeric. That's how I start every single day, along with InfoWars coffee, because even though I'm a coffee snob, it's one of the best coffees I've ever tasted. On top of that, if you want to chat with me any further during the week, you can always go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com, and that's where you can find us and find me on a daily basis. Let me end in the capacity of independent journalism. Few have been better at it than the next Alex Jones, and that would be Mr. Owen Schroyer. Owen will take you through where he's been recently and what's coming up next.
That's right, Bob. We had quite an interesting week here at InfoWars, myself included, down at the southern border, mostly in McAllen, Texas. We learned an awful lot. I'm going to be breaking all of that down coming up on InfoWars Sunday Night Live here starting in just 3 minutes from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'm also going to be taking your calls on the border emergency that's now been declared by Joe Biden, perhaps because of our reporting that he gave out illegal no-bid contracts. So your calls, your observations, your questions on the border crisis, and I'll be breaking it all down. Bob Barnes, great work. We'll let you close this one out.
It's always a privilege and always a pleasure to be on InfoWars, because it's one of the critical broadcasts that keeps freedom alive in America. And really, that's thanks to you. You, the audience. You are what keeps the flame of liberty lit, so that no matter what the politicians do, they can't snuff it out. You keep the Liberty Bell heard for the world.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.